Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Christy. A very happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Also, be careful. It's Friday the 13th. Just want to make sure everybody's tuned in. Pop quiz question. George Clooney and his new bride-to-be have been making offers on property in England and in France. Don't forget, they already own a villa in Italy. Your pop quiz question. While his bride-to-be says she does not want to live in the United States, George has always refused to live in Los Angeles. The question, why? Is it the smog, the traffic, the earthquakes? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, leaking through texts and tweets and emails. Kris Jenner and Rob and Kourtney Kardashian can't stand Kanye West. Oh, no. When Selena Gomez was asked why she was still with Justin Bieber despite all of his shenanigans, Selena said, quote, love is unconditional, end quote. I think I'm going to cry. Brother. Awkward, very awkward at the at a post Tony Award party. Rick Solomon and his wife Pamela Anderson literally bumped into Paris Hilton. I remember it was Paris and Rick that did that first infamous sex tape together, and they haven't seen each other since. It was a very awkward moment. Two most ridiculous items of the week. Sharon Osbourne says that Kate Middleton, that's Prince William's beautiful bride, that her makeup is horrible and that Kate looks hideous. Hey, Sharon, look in the mirror and then shut the front door. Next, Roseanne Barr says she's seriously considering a run for president of the United States. Yeah, and I might fight Fallon or Klitschko for the heavyweight championship, too. Talk about two ridiculous items. The L.A. Kings will probably have won the Stanley Cup by the next time we speak. You know what's really amazing? When you consider that 15 years ago, hockey was dead in Los Angeles. Funny story goes that somebody once called the L.A. Kings office back then and asked when the next game was. When told, the caller asked, what time did the game start? The Kings then replied, what time can you get here? It was almost that bad. And our selfie winner is George, who shows that he is a horse's behind. You'll have to look at the picture to understand, but it is hilarious. Check it out at evansradio.com. Thanks for everybody who tried to win t-shirts this week. We'll give more t-shirts away next month. I received well over 1,000 entries this week. And the pop quiz question, George Clooney has always refused to actually live in L.A. Is it the smog, the earthquake, or the traffic?
The traffic.
Yep, the traffic.
The earthquakes.
Ah.
He is paranoid of earthquakes. There you go. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We'll talk to you on Monday from Hollywood. Mike Evans, see ya.